it is necessary for everybody to abstain from every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible. Only this will attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the first concern should be disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person should focus on his, on her life and self-assess where we are going wrong. Monitor the life and see where we are going wrong. And make istighfar, make tawbah. And abstain from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that, engage in dua as much as possible. Ask help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this virus from the surface of the earth. Because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help us. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help us. The whole world is in a turmoil. And the whole world, alhamdulillah, has seen the power and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from one aspect we are fortunate that our yaqeen and our belief in the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases because we have witnessed it and observed it ourselves. Not a single person can find any solution to this. And they are only hoping for something good to happen. So it is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide the humans towards relief from this coronavirus. So you must try our utmost to make Allah happy by obeying Him. And we must try our utmost to stay away from disobedience to Allah so that Allah does not become unhappy. And if we disobey Allah and if Allah becomes unhappy, then we must immediately repent and make Him happy again. So obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is lot of istighfar, lot of tawbah. Each person, each Muslim should start performing salat regularly, all 5 times salat, and beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All forms of sins, all forms of misconduct should be shunned by all. And continually seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection by praying to Him, by asking Him to safeguard us, safeguard our families, safeguard the community, safeguard Muslims, non-Muslims alike, safeguard the whole human community throughout the globe. And with obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawbah, istighfar and dua, sadaqa on a daily basis, according to one's means, if a person is able to donate 100 pounds per day, alhamdulillah, 50 pounds per day, alhamdulillah, 5 pounds per day, 1 pound per day, 50 pence per day on a daily basis. Sadaqah. Because sadaqah keeps away calamities. Dua keeps away calamities. Obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps away calamities. Tawbah istighfar keeps away calamities. And in order to acquire the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to acquire the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with these 4 things, salat, be punctual with salat, and sabr, patience. Emotions should not overpower you. Emotions should not overtake you. Sabr, exercise sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when a person exercises sabr and when a person obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remains in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no harm can come to him. So sabr and salat. And finally, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Try to read as many masnoon dua as possible. Try to recite the Quran on a daily basis, at least quarter juz, half juz. When walking, when driving, when working, when we are alone, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third kalima, first kalima, istighfar, durud-e-paak, salat ala nabi. Lot of barakat in salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, in durud sharif also. Har dard ki dawa hai, salli ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salli ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is medicine for every pain. It is solution for every problem. So excessive durud-e paak also. And la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam was saved from the stomach of the fish as a result of reciting la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. And hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. These two prayers, supplications, everybody knows these two azkar, because they are very well known. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minal zalimin and hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. If a person is facing any difficulty whatsoever, he should excessively recite hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel and la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. As a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove that difficulty. So during these hard times, the Muslim should recite these two adhkar as much as possible. And in order to make it easy for us, we should fix a quantity that at least minimum I will recite 100 times hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel in 24 hours and at least 100 times la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to do these things and no fear. No, inshallah nothing will happen. Inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save everybody. And if something does happen, don't panic. Don't panic. Every illness is ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because through illnesses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives our sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates our status. And if a person was to pass away, when this thought comes that, oh, if coronavirus, if I am afflicted with coronavirus, I may die, something might happen to me. No, death will only come on its appointed time. And at the appointed time, anything can become excuse. Coronavirus can become an excuse. Cancer can become an excuse. Accident can become an excuse. Some people die in flu also. Yearly in the UK, thousands of people die in flu only. So flu can become a cause as well of death. So death will come only on its appointed time. So don't fear. Don't panic. And during these hard times, during these testing times, Muslims, non-Muslims, both should not become selfish. They should think about other people also. So they should pray for themselves, they should pray for others. They should not comfort themselves only and their families only. They should comfort everybody. And even when we go for shopping, we should not be selfish. We should not think about ourselves only. Think about the others also. If we stock up everything that is in the shop in our home, then what will the elderly do? What will the vulnerable do after 1 month or after 2 months when they need anything? So these are testing times. In testing times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees how his servant is behaving. So during testing times, it is a season to become more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by behaving correctly. And a person will only be able to behave correctly if he focuses on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he focuses on the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he focuses on the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if he makes his goal that I do not want to take emotional decisions, I want to take intellectual decisions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على النبي الأمي.